Dana Red winning the Pasco Stakes, Richard Grunder with the call. And as you heard, a new stakes record in the Pasco, and Catalina Red is back in action this afternoon in the Grade 3 Sam F. Davis Stakes, a stepping stone to the Tampa Bay Derby, and quite possibly a stepping stone to the big one, the Kentucky Derby, on the first Saturday in May. Jockey Danny Centeno was aboard that day. He's been aboard each of the last two starts with Catalina Red. They're undefeated together, and he joins me now on the Equine Forum. Danny, thanks for taking a little time.
Hi, good morning, Mike. Thank you.
Good morning.
For the opportunity and the invitement to your program.
Yeah, happy to have you here. And boy, you look back on that win last time out, and it was a powerful performance. The margin of victory, only a neck, but he really came running late, and you look at that kind of time. Take me back to that race and walk me through it.
Well, he won big that day. You know, it was a choke field, and the playing chance a little bit that it wasn't like an off speed, the only speed in the race that holded a big guy like Jet. And the track was real fast that day, and he actually went pretty good on the down. I got to use a little bit early, try to chase him. And I think today it's going to be a different. I told Chuck I like to stretch him out. I think he's going to be better going to term. And the way he's running, hopefully he run good today.
Well, I mentioned that the only two times you've been aboard Catalina Red, you've won. Those are each of his last two starts. What's the biggest thing that you've learned about him in those two starts, Danny?
Well, the first time I brought him, Chuck told me that he liked the horse. He liked the horse. He said it can be a nice horse. And he, you know, the day he broke his maiden and I was there, he was surprised the way he won. You know, he liked the horse. He won easy and him. And the second time, he did it again. And then so far, he's training good. And hopefully, the horse he's expecting to be, hopefully, Kentucky Derby horse.
Yeah, you mentioned that he's going to be going two turns today. This will be his first time going two turns. Now, you've been in this position several times with horses trying two turns for the first time. What is he showing you in those other races that gives you the confidence that he'll handle the stretch out?
The way he was running, the way he's galloping out, that's what I told Chad, that I like him, stretch him out. I think it's going to be more better for him and more comfortable. And today I know we had the one hole, and the good thing with him, you can put it any way you want. He can be on the lead, he got speed, he can be set off the pace, inside, outside. That's the best thing with him, and he can relax and settle down right away. So usually horses, they're going first time to turn, they can tell you, they can go, they usually run good. And then the way that I feel he's running, and the way he's galloping out, the thing that I really like from him. So hopefully he run good today.
Talking with jockey Danny Centeno here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, Catalina Red going to the post in the Sam F. Davis at Tampa Bay this afternoon. Danny, you are no stranger to winning races and winning big races at Tampa Bay Downs. You're a five-time leading rider there. You've won more than 2,000 races in your career. Breaking from the rail, going a mile and a 16th on this track you're very familiar with, what's the key to winning going this distance from that inside post?
Well, actually, when I saw the entry and I saw the one hole, I'm really, like, happy, and I like it. Because those days, usually, they put the trap a little fast, and then the rail is real, real good. So, if the track is today, like, always they put in for those kinds of days, he's going to be fast, and he's going to be right there, and I don't want to be any problem to stay on the rail all the way around.
You know, the one thing I've always heard when people talk about that track at Tampa Bay is that it can be a little bit quirky, and horses coming from out of town that don't race on it a lot may not handle it well. What is it about that track that makes it so much different?
Well, I can't tell you exactly what it is. You know, Gulfstream, hopefully coming from south of Miami, Gulfstream, or north. The track is like Gulfstream is really, really fast, and some of the track right now up north, a little heavy. And this track, I don't know why, some horses, when they run for the first time, some of them don't like them, some of them yes, but I don't know what it is, exactly the difference is, but they feel the difference. And like I say, some horses, they handle it, some horses no. We have the fan, he run already here, he's like the hometown boy, and he likes the track, and hopefully everything good, and I think he's gonna be right there today.
People have always told me that it's the banking of that track around the turns, and that it's the deeper type of surface. Is any of that true, Danny, or are those just kind of, you know, racetrack rumors about Tampa Bay Downs?
Pardon me, can you say it again?
Like the track itself. Some people have said, well, it's the way that the track is banked going around the turns, or the deeper surface that makes it so much different. Is any of that true, or are they just kind of rumors?
Well, the track here, the sand here, it's not actually there. It's so thin and skinny. It's a little more like beige sand. It's so skinny, and you go see the other track. It's little the there or the surface is more like little thick and more heavy. So I don't know. Maybe that's why horses sometimes they don't like it or they can handle it.
You know, when you go in that starting gate this afternoon, you're going to have Hall of Famer John Velasquez just to your right in the two position. You're going
to
have guys like Irad Ortiz Jr. coming in. You're going to have Hall of Famer Edgar Prado in town for that race. Do you feel like you have a bit of an advantage, though, knowing that track the way you do?
Well, I rode with them already, and I'm like, honor for me to ride again, and it's more comfortable and more. I got more confident myself with them. So they know what they're doing, and they have the kind of hundreds of experience more than me. And like right next to Johnny, this is a privilege honor. And I watch all our races of things, how they weigh, they ride, how they style. And because Johnny holds a lot of speed, he just broke the maiden. I don't. You only know the kind of style or the kind of guy he likes to send. So I don't know what I'm going to tell him, but I think we're going to be right there close to me. And you know, it's going to be full field. And we're going to come out of the running, so they got a good position before the first turn.
Danny, with all the success that you have had in your career, and you've been at the top of your game for a very long time, you've yet to make a start in the Kentucky Derby. So this is a horse that could potentially take you there. How much do you want to get into that Derby starting gate? And is that something that motivates you on a daily basis?
Well, it's like I had the big dream coming true, you know. I had the chance to win two Tampa Bay Derby with Muscle Man and with Ring Weekend. And, you know, how this business is, and the owner made a decision to put somebody else on the Kentucky Derby. They run the ball drawn and the Triple Crown races. So hopefully that the chance to get right in the course, win, and hopefully go for the Tampa Bay Derby. And in everything going like the way he is right now, if we're going to the Kentucky Derby, one of my dreams coming true.
You know, we see that all the time with jockeys, Danny, where, you know, a jockey will do really well with a horse, they'll win a big race, and then for whatever reason, the trainer and the owner decide to go a different direction and put a more well-known rider on that horse for the really big race. How tough is that for a jockey to have to deal with something like that?
Well, you know, it's, the first of all, I appreciate it and the opportunity of the owner and trying to give me the chance to ride for them.
Of course.
And like I went for their ride with Muscle Man, Motion for Ring Weekend on West Point Trailhead and everything. You know, I really appreciate it and I'm glad that I win the Derby twice. But you get a little upset because when you want to like be in the Kentucky Derby and you have a champ, you know. But that's the business. That's what it is. That's the decision they made it, and I can be mad, you know, in the end. I'm just glad they gave me the opportunity, the right for them. Everything went good. They went well. And hopefully something happens.
Very well said. Danny Centeno going postward with Catalina Red and the Sam F. Davis this afternoon. Danny, all the best today. Safe trip. And you're all class, my friend. So keep it rolling. And I'll look forward to talking with you soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.